Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. A quick rant of truth for you today. As I set in beautiful Columbia, Missouri, on the way to the Lake of the Ozarks, I believe we set in different episodes, sports episodes, that's where my nephew is based. And so we're going to go to the Ozarks just for a long weekend. And this morning, as I wake up lazily and decide, am I going to publish something? What am I going to do? I find this and it's just a great thing. It's just great for emphasis. I want you to listen to this.
How could it be done to you and your ancestors, and you turn around and you do it to someone else? And I ask Jews all over the world to consider what this man, Benjamin Netanyahu, and his right-wing government is doing to the Jewish people all over the world. To allow this to happen to children and civilians of all ages in Gaza, for whatever reason, is unconscionable and unthinkable. And I ask you Jews everywhere all over the world to spend some time alone and think, is this acceptable and sustainable? How could it be done to you and your ancestors? And you turn around and you do it to someone else.
That, ladies and gentlemen, Mandy Patinkin of Criminal Minds fame and great Broadway actor and Princess Bride fame. I don't know if you watch Criminal Minds, but the first couple of seasons or so he's in it. Then he's like, okay, probably enough is enough. This is pretty dark. And you can see, you think, I think he has real kind eyes. It's not just an act. And it's nice to know that he is who we thought he was. And it's much nicer than finding out he's all about it. But why is this important? Because what is he? He's a Jewish actor. He's a Jewish American actor. And he is outraged. Okay? He's outraged. And what that means is the Z word should not be censored, because the Z word, Zionists, and particular types of Zionists especially, means the type of thing they're doing to Gaza, or closer to that mindset. And therefore, it means the difference between saying everybody's alike over in Israel and all Jews are alike. And we don't want to be saying that. And yet, Zuckerberg and others, I've told you the only time I've been censored on Telegram is because I used the Z word to distinguish between those neocon, worse than neocon assholes, and the rest of the population. But to say to that we can't distinguish is to say that we can't criticize the worst behavior. A. B, as I said before, what do you think of the people who say you don't get to say what our group is, and then has enough motivation behind it to put it in play via big tech and rules that we are not aware of? So that's the second part. Third part. Did you hear what he said about, does you understand what he's doing to Jewish people all over the world? That's because this type of murderous behavior is the type of murderous behavior that then drives the people sloppily using the stereotype as though everybody believes in it. So he's saying Netanyahu's behavior is the type of behavior that puts Jewish people at risk. Risk for, granted, probably not their whole apartment buildings going down, but just individual acts of hate and or violence. So realize he's saying that. So if we can't say the Z word, do we get to say the N word? Netanyahu, you know, Netanyahu and his ilk. Let's see, Netanyahu and his ilk. Yeah, Anahi, can we say Nahi and abbreviate it, or is that going to be out? Eventually you can't say Netanyahu. Because I know what you're trying to say here. We'll have a rule on the screeners who are making barely above minimum wage for Facebook on when the word Netanyahu really means that you're trying to criticize all Jews. And I'll leave you with this and then let you listen to that one more time. And that's that empathy is putting the thing that you dismiss, one version, is putting the thing that you dismiss into your context with you in the opposite role and the thing that is being dismissed happening to you. So when you hear and then dismiss, oh yeah, apartment buildings are going down, that's okay, those people deserve it, I want you to think, here I am in beautiful Columbia, Missouri, on a beautiful June morning. We're hearing birds in the background. And imagine the other day, because I do think about this, I'm not very far from, I think none of us are very far, especially these days with probably the extra activity, from a base, in this case, a National Guard. And I see the planes going overhead. I see the helicopters go by. The other day, two helicopters came by within a block and a half or two. And I'm like, cool, they're out on activity. I want you to empathize with the difference between that, like, okay, cool. And then instead seeing it fly over and the terror of whether or not they're going to be used at that moment for the killing machines they are. Okay, I want you to empathize with, as you see nice little neighborhoods, either startup home neighborhoods or older neighborhoods or even newer neighborhoods with apartments, let alone high-rise apartments. I want you to empathize with those buildings in a Columbia, Missouri, in a Columbia, South Carolina, in a Charleston, West Virginia, in a Los Angeles, in a Kansas City, in a Minneapolis. Imagine those same types of buildings in those neighborhoods, and the apartment complex are hit by missiles and they go to the ground. Okay, I want you to empathize with that moment. And then to think it's happened hundreds and thousands of times through this supremacist movement by the supremacist leader, all right? That's what is happening. And when you don't put yourself in the place of other people who are just trying to get along in life, and it's one thing not to worry about their lot when you're like, I don't know what to do. They're very poor and they're bombarded and I'm not. All I can do is just kind of go, it sucks for them. But then once it is so concentrated, to not at least be outraged at the behavior by the people victimizing them, and to speak out with the type of outrage that Mandy Patinkin has, and instead just to sit on your, here in your nice little quiet neighborhood on a Friday morning in June and go, yeah, whatever, I support Trump. It's not about supporting Trump. It's about what is happening to other humans on the planet. So let me leave then you with one more playing of that.
How could it be done to you and your ancestors, and you turn around and you do it to someone else? And I ask Jews all over the world to consider what this man, Benjamin Netanyahu, and his right-wing government is doing to the Jewish people all over the world. To allow this to happen to children and civilians of all ages in Gaza, for whatever reason, is unconscionable and unthinkable. And I ask you Jews everywhere all over the world to spend some time alone and think, is this acceptable and sustainable? How could it be done to you and your ancestors, and you turn around and you do it to someone else?
I'll add one more thing. We all have a part of ourselves that we reserve for truly justified moral outrage, and we will do this on individual actions. Okay, we will do this, and properly so, when pets get abused, when pets get left in heat. And you need to be able to network and connect back into that when it comes to this situation, when it comes to Netanyahu the other day going, we cannot stop destroying homes in Lebanon. And when it comes to Iran, because we're helping them, and this ridiculous war that didn't need to happen, again, him restarting with a second front in the middle of a ceasefire so he could start bombing Lebanon, and then let alone what's happened in Gaza City, a city of 2 million people, 2 million souls, and half of us can't get up enough, as much moral outrage about it as if we saw one of the Humane Society commercials. that where people are mistreating their animals. Like, we have to connect with our humanity, and we have to do it now. We have to turn this tide. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.